Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, the more I think about it, with you now, you know, sliding into the co-host chair when Rob's not here, we'll explain about that in a second. I believe that Dude Walker has got to give you a mention now. It's official. You've earned it. You've been here over a year. You are a daily participant in the show. I think now the screens have to be equal, and I believe that you need to be mentioned in the intro. It's been too long, in my humble opinion, Mr. Soroka.
Well, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah,
I don't mind having the tiny screen sometimes because I'm going around and doing things.
Yeah, and you know your ability, so. The one you know critique, because you know I always offer the good and the bad at the same time. You know, with the amount of laughing that you actually do on the show or smiling, perhaps you know that might be I don't know.
No, you have to get an honest laugh out of me.
I know.
It's not gonna be forced.
I know. Absolutely. That's I wish I could say that makes me feel better, but it doesn't. So Rob is not here. Rob is in actually my state. He traveled to
my
Florida
state as well,
and Josh's state as well, and to visit his dad. Had a fall, and they found some infections that they are treating his father with in the hospital. You would think that I would get a better update. I've got a question, and this is terrible.
I talked to Rob last night.
I know you did.
So
you mentioned that. Yes. Now
I've got a little bit of an update.
Well, I have questions before we get to Rob's update, because of my own insecurity, which is, by the way, any performer, but I like to own mine and just say that I know it's there. When you said that right before the show, that Rob said it was fine to talk about why he's not on the show today, and we honor everybody's privacy, and Rob wanted a personal day to be with his dad today, and I said that was fine. And then you told me that you had spoken with him, and this is not about me. This is all about Rob and Rob's dad, and I hope he's doing well.
But let's talk
of course,
about you.
But of course, I have to make it about me because the. Yes. I mean, 5 seconds. You know, I always talk about that 10 seconds before the show starts, where my mind goes in a completely different direction, and I will tell. By the way, that was Canadian the way I said that. A direction.
Mike,
yes.
Can we take a pause here because you are popping? All right. So let's make Rob about you.
Well, when you said you had spoken to him, by pursuing this line of questioning, I leave myself completely open to feeling horrible about my concern for a friend. Did he call you or did you call him?
Well, we did not speak on the phone. We text.
You text?
Rob and I text all the time.
Okay. Did he text you?
Let's see.
First.
Let me
or
go.
Did you text him? I'm surprised you don't remember that.
Well,
you
here's
know,
the problem, Mike. We are friends. So we text multiple times throughout the day. I probably text with Rob every day.
Okay.
Let's see. Yesterday, I texted him about something that he accidentally posted on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook group.
Okay. Page. All right. So it wasn't, how's everything going?
Well, I mean, I always ask that also. I said, hey, I was going to delete this because it looks like spam, but it says it was posted by you. Also, how's your dad doing?
Okay.
So,
all right,
yes,
well,
I asked.
Yeah. So, technically, I should have reached out. I wanted to get – he explained after we did our cocktacular on Saturday that he was heading out and he wouldn't be on the show on Monday.
Yes.
And then I kind of gave him his break over the weekend. You know, the way you say we are friends, I'm friends with both of you guys too.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on the cruise and all that. I like doing the cocktacular.
Oh.
And with you guys.
Do you want text messages from me every day?
No.
Because the problem is when I text Rob, he responds pretty much right away.
That's why we are not friends.
Yeah.
That I don't respond to it. No,
what's
I mean,
that? You
know, you
gotta be a friend to make a friend. And I think that's a little bit of what's going on here.
Sure. I'll accept it. I'll accept it. But that's how I roll. So how is his dad? Did he mention anything about his dad? Because that's really what I am legitimately concerned about.
They've got some infections they're dealing with. He was seemed to be in less pain yesterday.
Okay.
And he still has his sense of humor with him. And today's Monday, so more doctors are in. So hopefully they'll get some results today.
Okay. All right. And they expect him to recover fully and all that? Is that is he out of the woods yet?
That is always the plan.
Of course.
When you go to the hospital, the plan is always to get better.
Well, not always. But, I've been there. I've been on that side, too, where it's at. Well, we wish everybody. Yeah. So
don't give them some Facebook love.
Took a tumble, then they discovered that there were some issues that they had to treat, and that's the way we have it. And hopefully Rob will be joining us from Miami, all three of us in the state of Florida tomorrow, if possible.
Still not together.
Yes.
But all in the same state. We're getting closer.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, before we move on, there is a lot of ground to cover regarding the wonderful Cocktacular participants, and it was just delightful. You will notice if you are looking at me on video today that the idea of putting theatrical makeup on and gluing a fake nose.
I'm going to highlight your video for a moment so people can see you do have a nice red glow on your nose.
I broke out on my nose, and it was very bad, and I'm not, I would think at 66 that wouldn't happen, so it's right here. I've been poking at it a little bit, and it's just, it has to do with the fact that I wore a fake nose on Saturday night and covered myself with the green makeup. Now, under the nose was, you know, the nose was just this rubbery, you know, I might have gotten a little of the stickum on it, but, you know, it's the face paint was on the rest of the face, so I don't understand.
Do you think maybe it was how the nose was removed?
No, because it was not peel off. All the glue was around here, but the nose was rubbing up against this part. And,
so it's a little like a rug burn.
If you are one of the people that missed the Adultoween Cocktacular on Saturday, how dare you? Really, we rely on people participating in those events, but we dressed as the Wizard of Oz cast, and we are still selling our Don't Get Happy Mike O'Mara show.
Only today.
Only today. This is the only day that Rob was the Tin Man, Josh the Scarecrow, and yes, I was the friend of no one, Wicked Witch of the West, and that's how I rolled. And it was a lot of fun and a lot of participants, and we played a really horrible game that was that I did not care for.
The game was very good. You were drunk.
Okay.
And you had no focus.
Okay.
To the point that we had more listener interaction in a game than we've ever had since I've joined.
Really?
And, I believe there were like 27 people in the audience
voting,
and then five playing live with us. So everyone was involved except for you.
I didn't have any idea. Carla made margaritas, and they were fantastic. Yeah. Extra double strength. They were just great.
Ben won the game. You announced
Ben Neff.
Ben Neff won. You announced
name,
that he is winning a shirt, so we have a shirt to send him.
That's good. All right.
And Rob and I spoke afterwards and said, we'll do game night another time, with or without Mike.
Oh, hey, well, now hold on there, friends.
You will be invited, maybe with less alcohol.
All right, so if I had been a little more with it, I've enjoyed the game?
Yes.
I couldn't even tell you the rules. It was Fibbage or something like that?
We played a game called Fibbage.
Fibbage.
Where you have to lie and get people to think that your lie is the truth.
Yeah, and there was like a lot of in and all that.
No, it wasn't much. But you have to be creative and you have to focus a little bit.
Yeah.
So you would have enjoyed it to be creative.
Yeah, I was really engaged at the early part of the show, you know, and got everything set up. And I think I did a really good job of hosting right up until about the three-quarter mark of the show. Then I was elsewhere.
Well, you know, during the presidential debates, how they'll show that little audience meter for when the audience likes things and when they don't like things.
Yeah.
Maybe we can find a way for people to vote that way during our cocktail
hours.
Are
you indicating
for how
that people,
drunk Mike is? Well, no, I'm not saying like or dislike. I'm saying just how with it you are.
I think people like it occasionally when I have an adult beverage. Yes. I think that adds humor to it. You know,
it does. It does.
Maybe why my nose is red today.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I felt great on Sunday and, you know, was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. We had to get up early in the morning because we had a baseball
church.
Tournament.
Baseball.
Nope. The Church of Baseball, the cathedral of the baseball game. I remember coming in here not too long ago, maybe a month or so ago, talking about my son accomplishing something I'd never done. The idea of at this level of a 12-year-old hitting a ball over the fence is not. I would go by these fields and I say, I don't know if I could do it. You know, I'm looking at it. And now you're not going to see it go over the fence. You'll have to take my word for it. We have the baseball. But my son, God love him, he did it again. And this time Mrs. O'Mara caught the home run. And the reason I want to play this video is because obviously I want to brag on my kid. But the other reason, this is for Josh, for you to observe. Yeah. You will witness the most milk it for all it's worth home run trot that you have ever seen. This kid knows how to, you know, he's only had two, but two more than I ever had in my little league career.
But it's also, this is something that Major League Baseball has accepted, the trot and showboating.
The showboating,
so that
he
is
gets
classic
every,
that passes down.
He gets every inch out of his home run try. You won't see it going over. It's a little blurry after the hit, but you'll see him make contact. And this is yesterday at the ball yard. My son jacking another one. Fantastic. Take it away. There he is. There's my boy. Big pitcher. Tall kid, too. There it goes. Look at that. Look at this. There he is. Look at this. Look at that trot. Look at that trot. He is loving every minute of it. There he goes. Michael William O'Mara. Kevin,
all right,
across the plate.
That is a 20-second trot around the bases.
There he is. Then he gives his dad a little fist bump. There you go. All right, buddy. There is nothing that feels better than that. It is so cool.
I cannot. Yeah, and was he smiling then all day from that? That's his second one.
No,
so
because
it doesn't
get old. They went on to win that game. I think that game. Did they win that game? Yeah, they won that game. Then they lost the second game. And on Sunday, it's lose and go home. So they were a little unhappy in the second game.
I brought video as well because my nephew hit his first home run in travel ball yesterday also.
Did you get it on video?
I did because I watch. I have it right here. I watch all his games on.
This is your brother's
game
Sven.
Changer.
This is your brother Sven's kid, right?
Yeah, Matt's son, Silas.
Matt's son.
He's,
that's right.
He's 8 and plays travel ball.
Okay.
So
oh,
it's
this
still,
is an
it's,
8-year-old
it's an
home
8-year-old
run?
Coach pitch. I didn't know it was possible, and I can't imagine what this is like as a kid to hit.
All right, there you go. Good, good stance.
I don't know the length
ball
of those.
Ball inside. Are. What's that?
I don't know the length of the fences, but.
I love it. 8-year, he's big kid.
He is.
Oh.
Let's go.
It hasn't happened on his team yet, so
that is
the
so
coaches
cool.
are having to tell the kids not to celebrate until he gets around. So.
Oh, wow. Here he comes. Yay. And oh, that's awesome.
I went to one of his games last week.
Right.
And he had a bad play made, a bad call by an umpire.
Okay.
And an hour after the game, he is still complaining about this bad call by the umpire. He lives baseball, dreams baseball. So to see him actually get that was exciting.
A buddy of mine, older guy, says that when he was in college, he would pick up some extra money on the side by being an umpire. And he gets this kid who's really not that talented, but he said he was this nice kid. And, the first strike comes in and he doesn't want to call it. Then another one comes over. It was the exact right over the middle of the plate. He gives him the ball on that. Then he gets two strikes on him, and finally the last one comes in. It's 3-2. It's dead over the middle of the play. He hates to do it because the kid's so sweet, but he says strike three. The kid turns around and says F you, ump.
It's what makes baseball great is watching kids play it.
So we are really grateful for all the participation for the Adult-A-Ween Cocktacular. It was fun and games. Carla joined us on the show. Carrie was missed, and we'd love to have her come on the show as well the next time. But, I don't know. Next year, if we do the Halloween thing, I'm really not quite sure. I want to go full face paint makeup again. It was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, this year you and Rob outdid me with the face paint.
You really had very little makeup on at all. You made your nose red? Is that what it was?
My nose was brown.
And now, as I said on the show, much like Rob's was when we were at WJFK. But yeah, this is the thing that I'll be dealing with.
Halloween's next weekend. You can still go as a clown.
Don't care to. Don't really care to. I'm not even sure what the drill is. I believe that we do have in my neighborhood a reasonable amount of trick-or-treating. Where's the massive amount of trick-or-treaters? So, who's that in your family that's got that?
So for Easter, for Christmas, Halloween, there's the right
Halloween,
holiday.
Josh, for Halloween. Yes.
We are, Kelly and I are going back to Georgia. To my mother-in-law's home.
God, how many? Is that 2.5 hours every time you go up there?
It's like 2 hours and 10 minutes, yeah.
Jesus.
Oof. It's not bad. I put on a podcast and drive.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right. The Mike O'Mara show, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Air check myself for that drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
And listen twice because it's 2 hours.
There you go. Perfect.
But so I'm going up there again specifically because they do a huge Halloween thing there. And I guess they've got to bus kids in or something because we were told to prepare for candy for 2,000 kids.
Now, when you said that last week, do you mean like literally?
Yes.
At your door, you will run through that. That's got to be a massive expense for families.
Well, apparently the city gives us some candy.
Really? It's that big?
It's that big of a deal. We're supposed to be in costume, so I have to wear another costume for Friday to hand out candy.
You have to get along with your mother-in-law to be going up in that short order.
She's here now.
Oh, so she came with you down to... she's living with you permanently now.
Not yet.
Okay.
She came down this weekend to spend time with the kids because we've been going up and sneaking up on weeks that we do not have the kids.
Okay. So
she came down to do some Halloween stuff with the grandkids.
Her kid time. That's good. Mother-in-laws have been a very, very big part. I've had multiples. It's really been a lot of fun. So you'll be back to Georgia with 2,000 kids.
Yeah.
As far as the details on Halloween, I know that we are having another kid from another neighborhood. We are just enough participation in Halloween where kids from other neighborhoods – tight-assed gated communities come into our tight-assed gated community because there is one section of our tight-assed gated community that does have a pretty significant Halloween. So, and this is probably at the age of 12, pretty close to Michael's last hurrah that he's going to do. I don't know. How does your son feel about it?
I feel the same. He hasn't said it out loud, but I see it with the whole embarrassment, need to have the cool costume. Mm-hmm. Type thing that, you're growing out of this.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. So congratulations to what was the boy's name? The 8-year-old that hit the home. Silas and Michael for hitting their dingers over the weekend. I do want to say to the people of Jamaica, for any of you that have friends that are expats that live down in Jamaica, our thoughts are going in. When you live in our state and it doesn't matter where the hurricane is, even if it's not going to affect you, you are, you know, we're a few hundred miles away from it. And it is just to imagine what the structures in Jamaica will deal with, not only with the wind, but with the rain. They were talking earlier this morning about 160 mile an hour winds, Cat 5 winds.
Right.
That
and
they're
flooding
dealing with.
Starting today as well.
So for Cuba, for Haiti, for Jamaica, they're in the teeth of that. And, you know, it's just the way we roll, but not a lot of coverage on that. I wanted to share my concern for people out there and for anybody that was, you know, planning on going there during the holidays. There are a lot of tourists that plan to go there. It's not realized yet exactly what they're going to deal with, but I know it's going to be horrible. So that's it. I just wanted to send that out to all the people with that. Is it me, Mr. Soroka? I have this legitimate question for you. Is it me or are restaurants? And I'm talking about the top of my food chain now. I really don't go super high-end anymore unless it's a really special occasion. Yeah. I do the casual dining experience.
And that is all I do.
And that is right around, you would say, that Chili's to Texas Roadhouse, yeah, Outback, Longhorn,
yes.
That type of thing. And is it me? Yesterday, and this could have been my meal, we thought it's in between games. He has a 10:30 game, wraps it up at noon, and we're like, we have to be back at 1:15. We'll go get some protein. We'll go get a steak, and that would be perfect for the afternoon game. And we blast on over to the Longhorn Steakhouse. I don't know if this is because I am taking your weight loss drugs or because it's just getting that way. I just find these places are getting a little more hasty with food preparation, and everything seems to be a little sloppier. Everything seems to be a little grosser, or maybe my sensibilities have changed a little.
I think it might be you.
Well, I told you about Famous Dave's, right? When we went to Famous Dave's,
right,
and it was just nastiness. I didn't like that. I didn't like Longhorn because it was like they brought it out and it was raw.
And where,
we ordered it medium.
Where was this weekend's place?
The weekend's place was the Longhorn. That's the one we went to. That's it was. I left not satisfied, and you know, it's still 100 bills walking out of there. You know, give me a break.
That's why I have one spot. The only spot Kelly and I go out to eat is Chili's, because Mike. They have this. They have this.
We have to get them as a sponsor.
We need
now.
To because I go.
I want my baby back. Baby back. Baby,
I went
baby,
this baby. Weekend. Mm-hmm. We go. Every other week, we go when we don't have the kids, generally, because you get a good cheeseburger,
okay,
fries, a side salad, and a drink for $10.99.
It's cheaper. It's not gross?
It's great. And it's cheaper than going to McDonald's.
Do they still have the baby back ribs there?
They do, and they're like $30. But I go there. Oh, and free chips and salsa. So I start with the chips and salsa. Then I order my $10 burger, and in and out of there for under $30.
All right.
For two people.
Well, that's, you know, I think that I'll give that a try. But I just, now that we have been dealing with, the last 2 years, maybe inflation has taken hold of the country. I mean, it doesn't matter. Calling them casual restaurants, they're still going to bilk you, you know, and that. Thanks, Scoob.
No.
For sure. Golden Corral, isn't that the buffet?
That's
Golden
buffet.
Corral the buffet? Rolando seems to like it. You just mentioned it, Rolando. No. Good or bad? Please give us an indication. Yeah. You know,
I get, or maybe he thought that's where you went and had a bad experience. But I gave up on buffets even before COVID.
I thought that the old Golden Corral was just that. It was like you were fed much like livestock when you go in there. That's the way it rolls. But I'm just all right. I will try your Chili's. We'll give it a shot.
Try
see
Chili's.
What happens with that. I'll go with that. But to me now, even casual dining with inflation being what it is, it's getting to a point where I just don't want to go and be disappointed. I didn't give a rat's ass 10 years ago. You know, you right. go in and drop $30, who cares, right? But now, if you're going to drop a C note and you're going to roll out of there dissatisfied with your, like, raw meat and then refire. And by the way, when you cut into the porterhouse that we were sharing, by the way, a big-ass porterhouse that Carl and I were sharing, and then we carved it up and said, is this raw? Yep. Is this part raw? Is that? So it's dissected but not eaten on the plate. And don't you think, when you dissect your steak and you show the guy and you said, this is raw, not rare, not raw, that maybe it would be a nice solid to refire another steak, as opposed to bringing out the pieces of this and then walking out for over $100.
So they took your plate and just refried the pieces.
Just refried the pieces.
Oh, yeah. No,
I mean, not at that price point.
No,
come
they should have replaced it at that point. I went a couple weeks ago to the Texas Roadhouse, and it was a busy night. I was sitting there, and it took from the time I ordered. Finally, it was like 45 minutes in.
Yeah,
and I still didn't have my food.
Balls to the wall, like every booth filled. Everybody
not packed enough that there should be a delay.
Did they come out and do their stupid little dance when they're hey?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
we're happy. Of course. We're happy.
The manager came over after 45 minutes. And said, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if you heard that big crash, but that was your meal getting dumped on the floor. Where the waiter tried to bring out my meal, dropped the entire tray of our meal. So we did get our meal after about an hour.
Don Geronimo, $9.99. Somebody put Don Geronimo's name down there for a super chat. That's
funny. He must not have any money left also.
That's fantastic. I love that. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I got my meal for free after that service. Okay. And it was still bad.
Look, I think that it is something we all have to deal with right now. So be aware of it, and you have to maybe it is me. Maybe it is the fact that I've got the medications on me. But I don't I want to go out sometime, even if it's not an expensive joint, and really, really, really enjoy it and not have to go back to my usual staples that are my dive joints of the Rhea, the Iguana Rhea, and the Buffalo Chips with the leaky roof. No, I don't want to deal with that.
I don't think there's a such thing as a nice dining experience anymore.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about the World Series. You said that there is now... On the World Series, there is a halftime.
Where on game two.
Well, I watched the highlights. I watched the highlights of the Toronto Los Angeles World Series. I haven't watched the whole game.
Well, on game two, they had a halftime show.
How do they work that in baseball?
Well, that's my problem. Is in the fifth inning ends, and they do that whole the stand up to cancer thing where they all hold up the pieces of paper.
Which, by the way, people bitch about that, but you know what? To me, I think it's a moving, truly, truly special part, and I think it shows you how it touches everybody.
And I agree with that. I do think it should be pregame, but I get it. It just takes a few seconds. It's just a minute, like a commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
But they roll from that into and here to for also this Stand Up to Cancer, and MasterCard presents the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, that I did see that. I did see that.
And it's on the Jumbotron.
Wrong.
Not good.
I am a traditionalist when it comes to that.
I also
did see that, and it did suck. That's why. Because I remember it was on in the background, and I was saying to the fam, what the hell is that? Why are we watching the Jonas Brothers in the middle of a baseball game?
Well, and football, there is a halftime show where the teams are back in the locker rooms.
Yeah, they
prepared.
Bring their sucky entertainment out.
It's built
out.
In. When
and you
do
don't
it,
see it on TV, though, usually.
No, you don't, usually.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when you do it on baseball, you're screwing up the whole rhythm of the game.
Right,
you're messing up that pitcher resting his arm to get back out there. You're it makes no sense. It upsets
and
everyone.
And you're a traditionalist. You're Mr. Baseball with your section 360.
I am.
360.
And
360?
336.
It's right there. 336. There it is.
Well, half of it.
Two of the numbers.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. All right. I get it.
But no, and in baseball, they couldn't at least put it in the seventh inning stretch.
Right.
Because there's a time where there's a little extra, but you have to preempt something, but you can put it in there. It makes no sense. And the fifth inning's too early, because if your starter wants to go six innings, you're messing him up on that last inning.
You know, we got a guy, Steve. This is how little, you know, this is my fat guy that can't avoid. The Spaghetti Factory.
I've never heard of that, but I don't think it's on the East Coast.
I don't, but it doesn't that just sound like fat and it sounds good? It really does.
It sounds better than the Macaroni Grill.
The Ye Old Spaghetti Factory is the bomb in Cali. Oh, it's in Cali. I don't know if it's beyond California or not. What's an innin? Somebody says, what's that? And Rolando says that Jelly Roll's go-to used to be the Golden Corral. Yeah. And yeah, we say used to be before he became a multi-billionaire. That's the way that rolls. Yes.
Nothing on the East Coast for the Spaghetti Factory.
God damn it.
So it's a California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Utah, Colorado. And I don't know what that state is. What's the state above Texas that's got the line in the side?
I mean,
Oklahoma.
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 Okay. Yeah. I've been. Have you ever been to Oklahoma?
I have not been to Oklahoma.
I've been to Tulsa. We went to.
I don't have any reason to ever go to
Tulsa. That's a memory. That's a memory. Since somebody put Don Geronimo in on the donations, that's where Don and I went decades ago, because Oral Roberts.
Yeah, Oral Roberts University.
Who is now dead. Oral Roberts said that if he didn't raise, I don't know what the number was, but I think it was a massive amount of money, that if he didn't get that pledged to his, shyster organization, that the Lord would call him home on this particular date. And we actually flew to Tulsa to find out if God would take him on that particular date. Yeah,
I liked a bit.
Yeah. Well, imagine the money in those days where you could do that at a local radio station. You could really, really do that. And then the only thing I remember about that is that we went to a gentleman's club called The Stable. I remember that. That was the name of it. I got frightened by a police dog in the back of a police car. It was weird times. It's all a whirlwind. And then the other thing was we went to the City of Faith Hospital, and it seemed to be empty, that there were no rooms with patients in the City of Faith Hospital, it spotlighted the fact that it was maybe a dishonest operation.
Perhaps.
A great family-based buffet that is the Shady Maple.
Yeah, Shady Maple's great up in southern Pennsylvania.
You've been to the Shady Maple? Is it a chain?
Have you ever been to an Amish restaurant?
This is
basically an Amish buffet.
And fantastic?
Fantastic. I hate buffets. It's worth going up to this one.
Shady Maple.
Shady Maple.
Not worth going up from Fort Myers, Florida, though.
No.
You wanted to do that one. But getting back to the baseball situation, is there an attempt, do you believe, from Major League Baseball, since it is the World Series, to make it more sparkly? Is that what they're trying to do? What are they up to?
No, it's MasterCard paid the sponsor that Stand Up to Cancer thing. And MasterCard paid the Jonas Brothers to write a song about cancer. It's all money making.
Do any of the Jonas Brothers?
No. They are okay.
That's not appropriate.
They are all okay.
I apologize for that one. I don't know. I mean, it's just, are they still a thing? Do they still generate heat when they show that?
Real big in Toronto.
Oh, is Founding Farmers the joint that's in Georgetown? I think it is. And it's really expensive, but it was really good. I think that's the restaurant that has the swimming in Smith Lake cake that is a chocolate vanilla. It is a golden cake, milk chocolate icing, and it sits in a pond of chocolate milk, and it is fantastic. I love that.
I don't know if that's the same place. Their menus are different per location.
All right. I don't know why I'm so food obsessed. Maybe it's Monday.
I've been there. That's a good place.
Here's the thing. I weighed myself today, and I'm the same weight that I was a week ago. However, my shorts that I slipped into both yesterday and today are just a tad more snug than they should be, and I'm getting concerned about that. Look, I have maintained my weight for, 2-3 years? Some ridiculous amount of time. Hold on just a second. Everly Well. No,
That's a nice different ringtone. I like that ringtone.
Sorry, I should remember to turn it off. Anyway, I think that the sunflower seeds and the baseball snack bar food is beginning to bloat me. I believe that's what it is. It's not necessarily pure weight gain, but it's just nastiness in my body. That's what it is.
Is there any chance it's the alcohol?
No, because they were tight before the alcohol. They were they were a little snug over the weekend. And,
well, I mean, you were drinking before the weekend as well.
I know I wasn't really drinking. Well, I have a Guinness after I play golf, but that's usually it. Maybe two, but very rarely three. Yeah. That's it. No, but I don't drink. No. Josh, let me enlighten you.
I know you're. I'm not saying like you're drinking constantly.
I'm just thinking of something. You listened back in the day, but you've only worked with me. There was a time, Mr. Soroka, that I would. Carl and I talk about this all the time. We had a little 1903 Victorian in the middle of Manassas, Virginia.
I've been there.
And it had that's right. You came there one time.
Yeah, I came and helped RJ.
And they were, God rest his soul, it was not unusual for Carl and I to roar during the week, like Tuesday or Friday, and then maybe watch a baseball game and drink two bottles of wine ourselves before. I am nowhere near that level anymore.
No, I don't deal with that.
And
I understand
I should point out, they were large. But I had really one and a half margaritas on Saturday, and I got completely obliterated on that.
You did.
I did.
And that's probably part of the medicines and how it interacts. Mm-hmm. It's also the fact that you've lost a ton of weight over the years, so that's going to affect how you handle alcohol also.
Yeah, I just think that there is part of me, even though we were abusing our bodies, Carl and I used to drink and smoke. And but sometimes I look back on those days with nostalgia. There's nothing wrong with that.
That was all pre-Michael, right?
sort of. Yeah. I mean, before Michael came into the world.
Yes.
You know, that's it on my nose. I think that the imbibing, I was still at the house in Manassas when Michael was born, and I think I still was participating. Let me see. It was 2013 that he came in. I think the restaurant was done at that particular time. I'm pretty sure.
So you were winding down.
Definitely winding down. And you're better off for it. And I say to my kid, I believe this with all of my heart. I've lived a hard life. I really have. Not when I say hard, not difficult. I lived a wonderful life, blessed life. But as far as the partying, I think harder than the average bear.
Yes.
I think I went out there and roared. I'm certainly not somebody that's, you know, bent from the waist and sound asleep like a heroin addict on the street. But I will say that there was a time that I enjoyed a little alcoholic beverage, you know. Yeah,
but your hard life was not coal mining. It was stuff you brought on yourself.
Yeah, it was. And I say to my kids, and really I'm delighted that both my daughters are not heavy partiers. And I'm really grateful for that. And I don't know. If I probably had to change anything, I would go back and change that, because there were way too many days. And I mean this, the day after partying, and you never did, right? You've never been a hard partier.
No,
And Rob's gone through it and regrets it. I went through it. The days that you miss, this is not, the behavior that's a totally different category, and it certainly is relevant. I am talking simply about the days that you miss.
Like the recovery the next day?
The recovery the next day. The multiple recoveries the next day. The wrecking a weekend on a Friday night because you're feeling like such crap and you don't. And then towards the end, when I would do that, it would sometimes be Tuesday before I would feel like myself again. So it just wasn't worth it. Oh my God, we're out of time.
Yes.
We have to move on. We've got news coming up. And later on in the program, we have, I love when I get a chance to do beautiful video, because it is a little different from the way Rob does it, and might require a little editing after the show. But enjoy.
No problem.
Enjoy. As the weather cools down and we spend more evenings indoors, your home should feel like a sanctuary. Avocado helps you create a natural oasis with organic mattresses, cozy pillows, soft bedding, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Avocado products are carefully constructed with premium materials that are better for you and the planet. Certified organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, and sustainably sourced wood furniture make it easy to transform your home into a restorative retreat. Avocado uses premium materials and expert craftsmanship, so their products are designed to last. They deliver lasting comfort and better value over time. Better materials and thoughtful design lead to better, deeper sleep. And quality rest impacts every part of your life. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Avocado, dream of better. It's better for you and better for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis. We will continue, but first I want to tell you that the holidays sneak up fast, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. I want to tell you about a new sponsor for the Mike O'Mara Show, Uncommon Goods. Now, I am dealing with Uncommon Goods next to me on my couch. And when I do work, real serious work, with my laptop computer, I have an entire beautifully crafted wooden workstation that sits right over my lap. And I have room for everything. Cup of coffee, got the pen, got the laptop. It's fantastic. Uncommon Goods has so much stuff, not just what I was talking about. They've got thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high. What is that?
This is what I got off Uncommon Goods. Oh, you know, the God. Little ice cream helmets you get at the stadium? It's a nice ceramic one. So I can
have ceramic.
Yes. So I can have my Oreos ice cream at home.
Congratulations. These are high quality stuff. They are, and they have something for everyone. Moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. Rob found the coolest thing. He will be talking about it on the show tomorrow. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. Attaboy, Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And do you have the newsy stuff we have here? There it is. I love it. I love it. Everybody wearing those little hats and the thing we do. There we are.
I guess that's the old one.
The old one?
That's the old one. Here's the newer one.
Oh, okay. I didn't even notice.
That's a slight difference.
That's exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to carve some pumpkins this week, I have been with News Prep Services and the regular Associated Press and Yahoo and Google and all the news sources that one would use for a show like this. I have to tell you, there have been too many of them. This one, though, intrigues me because as someone who has dealt with what I like to call pumpkin rot, I think this is relevant. If you're going to carve some pumpkins, this is a tip. Don't cut the stem off. It will last much longer if you cut a hole in the bottom or back of it instead. Unless you like flies that swarm around rotting fruit,
how do you put your candle in? From the bottom and then you...
Yeah, you probably just slide it, put it on. Like, for example, if you want to put a candle in your pumpkin, you've got a hole cut down in the bottom. You just put the candle on the concrete or whatever, and whatever you're resting it on, and then you light the candle.
Well, we cut the stem off this weekend.
Well, it makes it rotten. Unless you like the flies. Fun fact, did you know that the stem of the pumpkin was attached to the vine that fed it, Mr. John?
Well, yeah, that's what makes it a stem.
So the stem of your pumpkin contains a lot of nutrients. required to keep your pumpkin healthy. When the stem is left on, it helps seal the pumpkin and slow down the rotting process. You've dealt with that, have you not? The rotting pumpkins?
No, of course.
We
all deal with rotten pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we waited till the week before to do a pumpkin.
That's right. And this one means it'll last well through Halloween. In summary, do not, I repeat, do not decapitate the pumpkin. Cut its ass off instead. And happy Halloween. You'll be happy you did that. That's my advice to you. So there.
It makes sense. It also probably just naturally keeps less bugs in because it's another spot. There's not a hole.
Yeah, another orifice. Guns N' Roses is planning on doing a U.S. tour next year, but don't expect them to do a residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. Slash, you know him, you love him. He doesn't think it's very rock and roll friendly, and he has a point.
I agree.
He says, quote, I'm real. Yeah, I can see his point when I look at like U2 and I look at the Eagles. He says, I'm real trepidatious about playing there because it's a great visual show. I think that in almost every case for a band, it becomes a visual show as opposed to seeing a rock and roll show. I agree with Slash.
I agree.
On that, do you?
I've been to those shows where the lighting performance and everything is
lighted.
Distracting. Yes,
yep.
The light show is distracting from the music.
Slash says that he also talked to Joe Walsh because obviously the Eagles have been doing a residency there since forever. Is that it's not really a rock and roll friendly environment. No, they're all like looking wee at the most people that go into the Sphere. Yeah. I think it's secondary. Now, I have talked to people that actually went to see the Eagles and said it's an incredible show.
As a fan, it's a fun presentation. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, churches get into this issue too because they play to video elements with the lyrics and everything.
Oh, and you will get this lots and lots, and the Lord is mine.
What you run into with these bands is they cannot, when you have all these visual elements and lighting elements, you cannot improvise. So instead, the entire band plays to a click track and they have to nail it because there's cues they can't control.
Absolutely. And I think it does diminish the actual show. And so I'm with Slash and I'm with Joe Walsh on this. I wanted to ask you, in all of your mega church dealings, what is the best music you ever saw at a church service? There had to be one that was special that you saw when you were there, or are they all kind of the same? Do they all run together?
No, for a church service, I get too distracted in a church service because I lived in that world and worked in that world as the AV engineer in churches that I get distracted so much if the mix is not 100% correct in a church.
So even if there's a great band up there, if you're listening to the audio...
Yeah, we have when we church shop, I have said no to churches simply because the mix is so bad or the guy's voice is a little out of tune or I can tell that there's auto-tune on the singer's voice. So, yes, that's right. Important to me.
Right. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I'm Pastor Rick. Nice to see you.
I want to know, but...
God. Like that? Am I doing it justice?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Right, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
But normally it's the music that bothers me, not necessarily the pastor.
Did you ever get one of the big, like, godly headliners? Like, what is it, King's?
I've seen, Mike, I have seen hundreds of Christian concerts.
Okay.
So, yes. And
what's your favorite Christian concert?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Well, here's the thing. There's different presentations, just like any type of concert. So there's the beautiful presentation of lights and flashing and the big band, the big concert.
Right.
Which is not always my favorite style of music.
Did you ever see a show and walk out of the show and go, man, I think Jesus could come back now?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
No, I mean, I'll go to... No. I'll
is there
worship,
a Mac Daddy? Is there like a singer who's the guy in Christian rock
circles? I don't know who it is right now. Well,
You're really disappointing. No, me. I there's a guy. You'd be an expert.
All right,
on these
I got
things.
One for you. There's a guy named Brandon Lake, and him and Jelly Roll did a song together that's really popular right now and won a bunch of awards.
Does Jelly Roll do a lot of Christian rock stuff?
He is starting to do more and more Christian rock stuff.
All right, that's good. I just was curious because I'm filled with curiosity. You know that. You know that about me, Josh, all the time. Officials said Sunday that the two suspects, well, I'm sorry, not the two suspects were arrested in connection with the theft of the crown jewels from the Louvre. A week after the heist that stunned the world and sparked a massive manhunt, one of the men taken into custody was preparing to leave the country from Charles de Gaulle Airport. Officials did not confirm the number of total arrests, and they did not say whether any jewels had been recovered. But they got two guys in custody. That's what the story says. A police official who was not authorized to speak publicly about the ongoing case told the Associated Press that two men in their 30s, both known to police, were taken into custody. The official added that one of the suspects was identified through DNA traces that I guess they found when they were pawing around the Louvre. So they got him. That's a good thing.
What I don't get about this story is those guys did all their research and prep to do an amazing theft in like 8 minutes, get the jewels, get out of there without a trace. And they waited 5-6 days to try to leave the country. Like, why wasn't leaving the country part of their plan?
Like right away?
Yeah, like straight to the airport, get out.
Well, isn't it really from the heist movies that I've watched, isn't it normal to get out of the city right away and lay low and not go to any transportation centers? I would think that if you were really going to do a robbery like that, you would do the robbery, then the transportation would be by vehicle of some kind.
Yeah, I would drive,
and just get as far out of Dodge as you possibly could. Go to another city. It is strange that he would be attempting to leave through the main Paris airport. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Like, if I'm going to rob a bank, it'll be on December 4th. So then I'm out on the cruise the next day with a nice alibi.
Okay. Hey, Miami Jewelry Stores, Josh Soroka coming to town. Beware of that. We didn't mention this during the show on Saturday when we had our Adult-a-ween Cocktacular, but June Lockhart, Rob would be all over this. I interviewed June Lockhart in studio, so I remember her from back in the day. She became
I only know her from Lassie.
She she was also on Lost in Space. As the mom.
I've never seen Lost in Space.
You weren't even born. She became a mother figure for a generation of television viewers, whether at home in Lassie or up in the stratosphere in Lost in Space. She's died. She was 100 years old. Lockhart died Thursday of natural causes at her home in Santa Monica. Family spokesman Lyle Gregory, a friend of 40 years, gave everybody the news. She here's the quote about June. She was very, very happy up until the very end, reading the New York Times and the LA Times every day. He said it was very important for her to stay focused on the news of the day. 100 years, that is a good life, and so long. Safe travels, June Lockhart. You never even saw a rerun of Lost in Space? Ever?
No. I've seen still pictures and all, but no, I've never seen Lost in Space.
Little side note, we used to laugh when we would see the credits given on Lost in Space because in my household, Josh, my family referred to number two as a Moomy. You have to go make a Moomy.
That's
what it would be. You make a Moomy, and the the kid in Lost in Space was named Billy Moomy. So every time I saw it was really Billy Mummy or Billy, but it was Billy Moomy, and I always thought it was like Billy Turd. That's why I laughed. Isn't that funny?
It still holds up today.
The first Chick-fil-A vending machine recently popped up at a hospital in Augusta, Georgia. Because why not put it in a hospital? If you're a fan, there are two major things about it that make it less exciting than it sounds. First of all, it is not open 24/7, or at least not the 7 part.
Well, because they have to stock it.
No, that's really not the reason. It's not open on Sundays. It doesn't work.
Because they have to go stock it because it's fresh food.
But they're doing their God thing on Sunday. That's why it's not working.
Because the restaurant's closed on Sunday, they can't fry the chicken and go put it in there in the machine.
It's restocked every 18 hours.
Right. So Sunday they have to close.
By a nearby Chick-fil-A restaurant. All right. But you would agree that that's related to the whole closing down Sunday. So it's tied in. Don't get defensive. So it's 24/6, not 24/7. So if you're you're taking a Chick-fil-A sandwich up to your dying relative who's up on the fourth floor and you can't get him his dying wish, which was a Chick-fil-A sandwich, you can thank the people at Chick-fil-A for closing on Sunday.
Buy it on Saturday. If things are looking sketchy, buy it Saturday.
What really matters, though, is the menu. It is super limited. The vending machine is refrigerated, not heated. So you can... you can't get a fried chicken sandwich.
So what do you get? Like
what
coleslaw?
The hell? It only has four things. And really, it's just two.
what's in the vending machine?
Why did I read the whole story for Chick-fil-A and then I got this crap at the end?
Why is it even a story? What is it? What's in the... I don't know what...
It sells are two types of wraps.
And two types the wraps are not bad.
And two types of Chick-fil-A potato chips. That's Chick-fil-A.
I had the Chick-fil-A potato chips this weekend. Because there was a Chick-fil-A trailer in the neighborhood.
Val, I'm happy for you. That's good news. Finally today, some people still smoke cigars, and some banks still use those pneumatic tubes for their drive-through windows. A man in Bath, New York, in the southwestern part of the state, was arrested after he placed a lit cigar in the drive-through money tube at a bank. He did it intentionally, but it's unclear why, so we don't know if he did it out of anger, just to be a jerk, or as a tip. Har, har, har. The man is a 33-year-old named Jacob Franck, and he was charged with assault in the third degree and reckless endangerment in the second degree, both Class A misdemeanors. Let me see. It says
DUI or DWI.
Nobody was arrested for stealing a coffee machine key from a convenience store in August. The bank employee inhaled the cigar smoke when it arrived inside the bank.
But the assault is the cigar smoke?
And required medical care. Are you kidding me? The injuries do not sound life-threatening. No, if you you smelled cigar smoke, it's not life-threatening, thank you.
I'm glad that lady didn't exist 40 years ago when you could smoke everywhere.
Wow. Life-threatening injuries. Keep it up, Banks. Maybe the next guy who robs you will try to do it with a dodgeball. Huh? Am I right, ladies? There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. We have to continue this fine show for you on Monday, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors on the Mike O'Mara Show, Soul. If you're having trouble shutting your brain off at night, Soul's out-of-office gummies are your ticket to calm, helping you relax, quiet the noise, and drift off naturally with the perfect mix of CBD and THC. They deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, lifts your mood, and sparks creativity. Choose your vibe from a light 1.5 milligram microdose to the bold new 15 milligram gummy when you want to fully unplug. We know that our man Spiewak is enjoying his 15s. Also, try the Soul Beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Tastes so good, and when it's deep restorative sleep you're after, Soul's Sleepy Gummies have you covered. Every product is hemp-derived, delicious, and crafted with wellness in mind, so you can actually feel good about feeling good. These things can make your mindset 100% groovy, and nowadays, that's a good thing. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. I wanted to talk to Josh because he is on the way to Georgia once again. Your mother-in-law is down visiting you.
Yes.
I just think a salute to you getting along with mom-in-law. You're violating all the natural comedy stereotypes, but fantastic for you. That's really good. There is a job that I don't know why I do this. I have no intention of applying for anything, but it might be an old man thing that I'm doing.
Well, I am always impressed at the old men at Buc-ee's, where they don't need that job, but they just want to be around people.
Well, and some of the umpires, when my kid's doing Little League, are a little long in the tooth. But one of the things I do is, I don't know how it popped up on my feed, but you'll get this thing for, would you be interested in an airport job? And I said, I always thought, because I have a fascination with flight, that it might be really, really cool to work at the airport. So, but the problem is, like everything else online, it's not like American Airlines is putting a little blurb out online and then you put some information on and you get the information. what these are, and I'm not really that familiar with them, are like headhunting services where they put, and there are a million of them.
Well, and there's all these competitors of different job boards that all overlap and try to get people to come to your to their website to read about the job opening.
And it's for me, it's a quagmire. And so maybe there was only one time where I got deep enough to get the salary of this job. And then I got the description. Because if I had a job at the airport, I wouldn't want to deal with people at all. Except my fellow employees, you know?
You want baggage claim?
Well,
you want to be able to move bags? Or do you want to be the guy with the sticks?
That's what I want to do. However, the guy with the sticks also has to do the baggage. It's not like his only job is the sticks, because it said be prepared to guide the planes into there. I would like, if it was just the sticks, I'm all in. I don't mind being on my feet for a shift. I'd be doing that. It would be a great part-time opportunity. Get to see the planes up close. Try not to get sucked into an engine. I would be down with that. It would be very exciting. I would love to do that. But you have to apparently put the sticks down. And then, look, at my advanced age, with my myriad of orthopedic issues, I'm afraid doing the the baggage handling probably would be rule me out. But it was like $30 an hour or some ridiculous amount of money like that. Not bad. Dale, thank you very much for the $10 super chat. Since I missed the live Halloween show, I figured I should chip in now. So, bad news for you travelers. You will not be seeing me out at Fort Myers International Airport. I will have to take a pass on that.
And the witch's costume would have been so nice on the tarmac.
Yep, with my pimple on my nose. We're taking one more quickie. There's a quickie segment here, because when we come back, want to talk about a movie that is getting a tremendous amount of buzz online, and we'll give you our review when we come back. I've seen it. Josh hasn't, but I'll tell you my one delight and my one not so delight of that. I want to mention that the most magical holiday treat is coming. Everyone wants the Tony Award-winning TMOS Family Cookbook, The Toast of Broadway. And here's your chance to get yours. Are you hungry for food? Hungry for fun? The Mike O'Mara Show Family Cookbook is your ticket to edible excellence. Amazing recipes only available from us. Jimmy's Wings, Mama O'Mara's Brownies, Mama Spiewak's Screaming Abe Potatoes. Screaming Abe? Is that really what it is? Well, I guess so. Rob's Fruitcake, Layered Salad, and wait for it, Meat Beans. Plus dozens more, all the best, all for you. And when Rob comes back to work, tell him to put more new recipes in our commercial. The cookbook will be in your hands before the holidays, and you can pre-order now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Be a part of TMOS history, feed your need and not your greed. Buy plenty of them and share the TMOS Family Cookbook. Order now, order often, and please order in multiples of five. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The movie that I wanted to talk about, I believe it's Netflix. Yes, it is. It's a Netflix movie. A lot of people talking about it. What I seem to notice with a lot of the streaming services that are offering these feature movies now, all the production values are there. These are major motion pictures. They really are. They go all in on them, I think.
But isn't there a feeling with some of them? Some of them are clear, okay, Netflix paid to get this movie made. Then there's this second tier where they look great on the trailer, and you're starting to be like, well, I understand why the big studios didn't pay for this movie, and Netflix scooped it up just to have filler.
You're right about both, because I think that there's a Mark Wahlberg thing that was a little jive, but that had a real kind of Bourne Identity feel to it, and that was legit. And then this movie, it's called House of Dynamite. This particular film, interesting subject, thermonuclear war. Who can be more, what can be more interesting than that? And my feelings on it, they do something that I've always hated, and it's kind of not finishing the thought. Sometimes a concept is there, the buildup, which is done really by actors and not special effects, is really riveting. As a matter of fact, I am so tense for the first 45 minutes of this movie. And then it was almost like they copped out. where they said we're not going to give you anything, any kind of payoff.
I haven't seen this. Mm-hmm. I know it's Idris Elba, so I know he's a great actor. So that's intriguing.
Plays the president. I'm not giving a spoiler away. He's the president. Yeah.
I was told that it's basically a 20-minute story that they keep repeating over and over again.
It is, and here's what I found when I was watching it. I thought that it tested credibility a little bit, but not totally. It is kind of the same theme where you get the hawk military guy that wants to do it, but what you get from this is a fairly credible description and depiction of the arsenal and what it's like in these bunkers and the technology that exists and how it might go down. And I thought about it. And, you know, ultimately, if you're in one of our bombers, if you're in one of our subs, if you're in one of those centers that lets the tactical ballistic missiles go, I really believe that you would be when it came right down to it, with all the training, with all of it, that you would really be conflicted, I think, when push came to shove and you were the guy who had to push the button. Yeah, you're trained to do it, but Jesus Christ, when you're doing something that essentially is going to result in the annihilation of mankind, I don't know. It's a very interesting thing. We should have less nukes. We don't. We still have them out there. It's still very scary. And when you've got a regime like North Korea that is desperately trying to find technology to get to our shores, you never know. But that's the good part where it really makes you think. And I also think about where we are right now.
Well, that's also why we have so many nukes to kind of deter everyone from using them.
Yeah.
So there's not one big guy. Because you hope that people would actually think about the annihilation of other people, but they won't. They'll only think about, well, if I press this, will they also destroy us?
And I will tell you that if you watch House of Dynamite, and I found it very, very entertaining, really, in the comments, let me know or let me know via email what you think of the ending. That's all. Just wanted to say that. I won't tell you what it is.
All right, I'll take a look.
But just be aware of that particular film and what they tend to do in Hollywood. Great cast, really, really good acting, and a pretty decent depiction of what it's like to be part of launching those particular nukes, which is just unfathomable.
I'll give the movie a watch. And after the movie, I will text you because that's what friends do.
Thank you. Hey, very good. I look forward to getting that text. I'm very, very excited about it. We'll be friends, just like you and Rob.
Exactly.
We have to mention Dermglow before we get to my beautiful video. Hope I don't run out of time, but I won't. You always, think about your skin if you're the husband of an esthetician. And I got a great one. She knows what she's doing. And she also helps people with incredible weight loss. People have experienced this with peptides. That's what they're called. These prescription medications allow people to lose incredible amounts of weight. I've lost it. I've talked about it. With these medications, I've lost up to 80 pounds, and you can lose weight too. Here's the great part. You can do it from the comfort of your own home just by going to dermglowskin.com, or as Rob likes to put it, Derglow Skin. Wish he was here. You just click the weight loss button, choose your peptide, take a quiz. A doctor will approve it, and it's ready to go. Delivered to your front door. Your prescription is there. At Dermglow, they know that these amazing products are not cheap. They have three great payment plans, and they accept HSA and FSA. Don't miss out on huge discounts on select medications through the end of the year. Now is the time to stop the food noise and feel like yourself again with DermglowSkin.com. You only have one life to live. You deserve to make it the best. You owe it to yourself to visit DermglowSkin.com. All right, let's do this. When Rob's not here, I really do look forward to sharing beautiful video.
Some beautiful video.
And I always, usually when I send Josh videos or anything online, I put an I'm sorry in there. In this particular case,
I always download it and don't even look at it. So I hope we have the right videos.
I want to say I'm sorry because it's a little dig. It's a little dig, and then it's a larger dig. But all it's right. me. It's the stuff that shows up on my feed, and you know that since Donald Trump installed RFK Jr. in the role of health czar, that you know there's been a lot of controversy. You'd cop to that, right?
Yeah, of course.
And yes. I don't know what you know, I know you were, you know, a Trump supporter. I'm not quite sure what your feelings are with all of his cabinet choices.
Mm-hmm. Some, most of them I like.
You like RFK?
I think I like what RFK's doing, yes. I okay. understand he's not a doctor. I like that someone is actually trying to be like, hey, let's be healthier as a country.
All right. Now, the only problem with this one, and I want to make you aware of this before we play the video, is that the audio, I just want to make sure the audio doesn't get chopped at the front end. So we have to be a little careful with this because it gets right into it. Did you know that back in the 60s that John F. Kennedy was actually talking about Tylenol? Did you know that?
I did not even know Tylenol existed in the 60s.
Oh, sure. He's talking about it. Let's go to the John F. Kennedy press conference.
Tylenol doesn't cause autism. And my nephew is an idiot.
Can you repeat it so we can see it again, please? Just let it
Tylenol
keep it.
Doesn't cause autism. And my nephew is an idiot.
There you go. I'm sorry. I had fun with that. I don't know where this came from. I don't know if it's staged. I don't care. This is a guy walking into a pizza joint at closing time. I guess the closing time is 10.
That's the absolute worst thing you can do.
It's 10 p.m. and little language here. Try to ignore it. A guy goes in there. There's nobody in except the guy working the counter.
Hi, it's 9:58. Can I still order?
Oh yeah, of course. What can I get?
There's the guy in the. That's the guy in the back.
Can I have two large cheese pizzas, please?
Yeah, of course.
10 veggie pockets.
You know, it's got to be staged.
Three buffalo mac and cheese pizzas.
Three buffalo mac and cheese pizzas. Anything else, please?
But it gets the point across so well.
Can I have 10 mozzarella sticks and some Papa Bites, please?
10 mozzarella sticks and some Papa Bites.
That'll do it.
I love it. It may be staged.
It's staged. It still gets the point across about you're a jerk if you do that.
I think during there was a time in radio in this country where a lot of DJs had DJ bands and a lot of DJs went on the road. I've really not talked to you about the way it came to pass with me. It started out where it was a bunch of guys that I played golf with, and we did it, I think, for a haunted house out at the club where we played golf. There was a big old creaky mansion that was on the grounds of the golf course, okay. And we decorated it, and we did like a monster band that we had. Then it evolved.
Were you in costume?
Yeah, we were in costume, and then it evolved into.
But what were you as the drummer back there? What type of costume?
We talked earlier about the alcohol intake, right?
Right. It's a forgotten day.
No appreciable memory of that. So it evolved, and then more people were brought in, and then by the time I was done, I want to say I had 5 to 6 to 7 people playing, and we were gigging for a while. Almost every weekend, and it was intense. I look back on certain things I did in my life and say, how did I survive that? But I will tell you this also, that when you have a band of any kind, things can get just a little bit tense. And, I saw it happen myself. I actually fired guys from the band. And one of the guys I fired one night was a guy that had quit on one occasion, and I knew that if something was said to him of a critique nature, he would quit. And so that's how I suggested one of the other guys say something to him, and sure enough, he quit. Fortunately, this situation did not happen with my particular band, but this is a...
you know what, Mike?
Yes.
This video is not playing. I'm going to re-download it real quick.
Bummer. Okay, that's all right. We can move on to the next one if you want. Doesn't matter to me. It's cool if you want to go on to the next one.
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
Do you have the Trump press conference?
I have Trump and I have a drummer.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, all right.
And the Cairo?
That's fine. This is Trump's press conference. You ever wonder, Josh? I know I do.
I do have the band fight now as well.
Oh, you do? Like. Okay, let's play the band getting along really well.
He barely touches the guy and the guy falls over.
Yeah, the guy comes back though.
Oh no. So it's the lead singer and the drummer.
With the hair.
And the guitarist doesn't know what to do.
Here it goes. Let's take another look. He flips the drummer off for starters.
And you know, we've talked before, drummers are normally not the cool ones in the band. They're normally the first to quit the band.
Yeah, the tension. I never had tension with lead singers, ever. Might have had tension with a keyboard player once in a while.
Do you think you could create a band now with your golf buddies?
No. The only thing we could create now. Yeah, it would be, if I created a band with my golf buddies right now, I'd be like that elderly stand-up comedian, you know, that just makes the age
jokes. Yeah.
You know, I went to my doctor and, you know, I said, what category am I? He said, extinct. That's it. No, I would not be. The days of DJ bands are long behind me. Trump. Now, this is the one that I apologize in advance for. But Josh, you look. Love him, hate him.
Oh, he says stupid stuff all the times.
Well, it's not necessarily saying something stupid as saying something that's not really even sentence structure.
Yeah.
That's not even intelligible. They did this. They put a Trump press conference on TV. Then they simply gave you the text.
All right.
This is literally every word that came out of Donald Trump's mouth. Take a look at this.
It's Trump without Trump. You won't have to listen to his voice or see his
face.
He
does ramble.
This quote
like he has
is unedited and 100% accurate. This is from an Oval Office press conference on September 2nd, 2025. These are the words of the President of the United States of America. You know, I've thrown out the concept. We have great teachers that love our children. The parents love the children. Teachers love the children too. And if you took a small percentage of those teachers that were in the military, that would distinguish in the military, that were in the National Guard, etc., etc., and you let them carry, that's something that a lot of people like. I sort of liked it and happy to, it would have to be studied. But they're trained. They know about weapons. You can't do it with every teacher because most teachers don't know. And you know, but I always thought that would be an alternative. But it's just we've had a lot of instances. Other countries have also, they have different kinds of problems than we have. But we do have, there's something going on. Something going on. And it's a bad thing. Donald J. Trump.
You know, in the past, presidents have really stuck to that teleprompter and are very careful about the words they say. And that's one thing.
Yes, they are.
Like
yes.
It or not, that's one thing Trump does is speaks whatever comes out of his head.
Absolutely. And not necessarily, understandable all the time. We move along here. This is me. I get a chance. As I said, I get an opportunity to do this. I have a lot of fun. Please humor me here, listeners. If you're not a drummer, just trust me and say this guy who drummed for Styx, Todd Shookerman, is just, and I hope I pronounced the name right, because I don't know whether I did. But man, this guy, this is just such a different type of drum solo, but no lacking on the fundamentals, and what a beautiful drummer he is. Take a look at this. Good man,
typical drummer, 20 pieces and he only uses 3.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I just... So beautifully tuned. Oh, so good. Not a clunker. Oh, yes! God, did I love that. I'm sorry. I had to. Show some Stuart Copeland. I would do that, too. He's magical. I agree, Jim P. Absolutely. Finally today, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, I just do it. I love AI. I love AI for one reason, because AI gives us comedy. AI loves comedy, and
it's
what
it's best at.
Let me just say this before we play this video for you. This is using AI the way it was meant to be used. This is AI for good. I want it, and so now that I've set it up, yes. I will give you the type of spiel that I would say if I was doing this without acknowledging that it's AI. I would simply say, hey, Josh, guess what?
Right. Is this real?
No, I would say, hey, guess what, Josh? I found a great chiropractor. You know how you're supposed to traction your neck to get the neck pain out?
Sure.
I found a great chiropractor right here in Fort Myers. Take a look.
All right, so it's an old lady being hung by her neck and then swung into equipment.
She's supported in the waist, too. Roll it one more time, if you don't mind. She's supported.
Warming up.
What kind of heart?
What's great about AI is that waist support isn't connected to anything.
No, it is. Just wearing the belt. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, our best to HBS, Bob Spiewak. We want to say quick recovery. Rob, I hope your dad's doing well. I'll call you later on today because we're friends. That's what I wanted to say. Josh, thank you for all the doing all the extra work today.
No problem.
Appreciate that. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You beat me to it.
It was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him.